What's up, guys? My name is Steven Mancias, and I'm a senior Dallas Jesuit. And exactly 1 year ago, I sat at the back of my very first shoreline, feeling completely alone, desperate, scared, and in need of a saving grace. But now, I'm a completely different man, thanks to this awesome guy who loves me so much that he died to give me life in him. But before I get into that, let me explain a little bit about how I came to know this guy. I was born and raised in a Catholic family, baptized at age one, and attended Catholic school and church for the first 14 years of my life. From a very young age, I was taught the Bible by teachers and priests like they were just stories. At school, I would have to go to Mass 3 times a week, which was absolutely horrible. For those of you who have never been to a Catholic Mass, all it did was put me to sleep, and it was definitely like the longest hour and a half of my life every single week. It was horrible. Anyway, my time there completely ruined my perspective on God and his love. Through the strictness of teachers and priests, I developed an image of God as a punisher rather than a loving father. I never considered myself to be a good Christian because they were all just the quiet kids who didn't like to crack jokes or even have fun in school. So I never thought that God was all that important since he didn't even like me. It wasn't until my 7th grade year that I started to develop a different type of relationship with Jesus. I went to Sky Ranch for the first time because a group of friends and I really just wanted to go wherever there was a decent blob in the lake. There, I was exposed to an entirely different view of Christ through all the campers, counselors, and staff there. They all seemed to view him as a friend, which shocked me because these guys weren't my preconceived notion of good Christians. After listening to the counselors' testimonies, I realized they were quite the opposite. They had all lived incredibly sinful lives, a path that seemed cool to me at the time, but they expressed how empty it left them feeling and how they became full in Christ. At Sky Ranch, I started a conversation with God as a friend, and I felt a complete shift in how I viewed him, his creation, and his people. It was a kind of excitement that can't necessarily be contained, and what better place to show this joy than at summer camp? When I came home, this camp high carried on for a while, but after leaving that powerful community, it didn't last that long. As I entered high school, I stayed out of the bad crowd, for they attracted negative attention by adults. I always made it a goal to be nice to everyone, gaining as many friends as possible, which, looking back now, was a people-pleaser mentality. I was focused entirely on success, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but in the context of how it replaced my pursuit of Christ, it wasn't healthy. It wasn't until the summer going into my junior year that I transitioned into a completely different path in my life. To remain friends with everyone, I jumped headfirst into the party scene, going to people's houses to do hood rat stuff on a nightly basis, and Jexa concerts every weekend. I ended up going to like 6 last summer. Anyway, this time spent surrounded by a community that glorified how many girls you can make out with or how many shots of alcohol you could drink ruined my idea of who good friends were. I was constantly pursuing fleeting moments of adrenaline, false highs presented by the devil, which always left me seeking another challenge, the next girl, the next party, because the rush was just never enough. At this point, a spur-of-the-moment decision led me to go to Watermark for the first time on August 30th, 2015. This church looked awesome from the outside, and I randomly found the Moore Shoreline Instagram and saw that it was full of a bunch of nice-looking people my age. It got me interested enough to come, even though I was hungover my first Sunday service here. I remember them saying that Shoreline was starting that Wednesday, which brings me back to where I began 1 year ago tonight. Through God's mysterious grace, that same week, my life started to fall apart. I was told I couldn't play football, my passion, because of an old ACL injury. I wrecked my uncle's Audi R8 that he let me drive for my birthday. And due to a horrible rumor spread by a deceivingly loyal person, I lost most of my friends that had been with me through everything. All this left me feeling alone and helpless, without my normal sources of comfort and security, athleticism, money, and friends. I thank God every day that he hurt me like this, for it showed me the unstoppable power of his saving grace and its ability to remedy even the worst emotional turmoil. Through the people at Watermark and their extreme positivity, I was reminded of that same loving God that I met at Sky Ranch. At that first shoreline, Amory saw that I was new and put me in a small group where I was introduced to mentors and guys who challenged me to rely on God daily. Even though I never acted like something was wrong, they cared enough about me to get to know me and my story. The repercussions of all my summer mistakes still resonated throughout last fall, but instead of letting it crumple my attitude and outlook, I dwelled on this verse that we went over my third week in small group, Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. By lifting up my problems and stress to Him, I opened up my heart to His overwhelming grace, which changed my entire persona to be more positive through the comfort of a life without pain or death, heaven. Over the course of last year, my transformation has definitely not been instantaneous. I still hung out with the same party crowd, even without partaking in those same sins anymore. But I knew something was missing. I needed more support and encouragement in my pursuit of Christ, which I obviously wasn't going to get from these party guys. A quote from JP motivated me to find a more solid community. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. I decided to take this to the next level and applied it to my faith life as well, talking to Jesus so much that I now consider Him to be my best friend. He weighs down that friend spectrum so much that it changes my entire outlook on life. This new community has opened up so many opportunities to grow in God's presence, including the Haiti mission trip, which is single-handedly the best week of my life. Compared to the highs of last summer, summer 2016 doesn't even compare with the unending amounts of joy that came from pursuing Him daily with my best friends. So for those of you here tonight who feel as I once did, alone and in need of something more, I challenge you to find that thing. Come ask me or anyone in this room about the happiness that fills the voids in our lives. Spoiler alert, it's Jesus. I have grown to believe in this entirely. No matter what, a house built on a foundation of alcohol, lies, and sex will crumple at the slightest of winds. It will always fall. And for those of you who are still growing in your faith, surround yourself with those who will not only encourage you, but also challenge you to get closer to God. Be that person if you don't have them around you. I thank God every day for His impact on my life. Let Him into yours and see what He'll do for you. Thank you all for listening, and let's have a great shoreline.